From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins, and
my name is Nigel Payne.
So, Nigel, this week we are talking about the four D's, which can and do make up or an intense learning experience. And those four D's, correct me if I'm wrong, are discovery, discomfort, dislocation, and disconnection. And you're going to tell
correct.
Us... Good. And you're going to tell us all about the four D's and how they make for an intense experience. So, over to you.
Okay, this came out of being in Antarctica and reflecting on why it was such an intense learning experience and why people seem to change almost in front of your eyes and really make choices and decisions that lasted way, way beyond the relatively few days of their life when they were in that kind of place. So I thought about it and we came up with these four D's, and I'll do them in slightly different order. Dislocation. That if you get out of your comfort zone, if you get out of the familiar, then everybody has experienced that sensation of being more alert, more alive, and often more dependent on other people and or relying more, or having to rely on other people. And that sense of heightened awareness, it's pretty good for your brain and pretty good for learning. The second one is disconnection. And this is the one I found the most difficult of all. Your phone doesn't work. You can't email anyone. You can't text anyone. You can't be connected. And when that happens, there's a transition. You go from being, I found anyway, intensely uncomfortable and you know, reaching in my pocket for a phone that didn't work constantly, checking to see maybe by a miracle a signal would suddenly appear from nowhere and I'd get a text or a message or something. But once you get over that, which took about 1 or 2 days, you suddenly are forced really to focus on the present, on the people you're with, on the place that you are. And that has a remarkable impact on the intensity of the experience. It's not diluted by all those other connections. And the third, discomfort, which is something most people, I suppose most learning people, spent their life trying to avoid. We don't want to discomfort people. We want to keep them comfortable and not take them too far. Whereas the opposite is probably true, that if you're out of your comfort zone, you feel uneasy, then you're really, really ready to learn. But if you're discomforted, but with lots of support, human support, and other kinds of support, you feel you can go on that journey. You can take that step that you wouldn't normally take and feel good about it and get an incredible, huge, intense sense of achievement. So discomfort is, I think, as important as the other two. And then all three of those lead to the fourth one, which is discovery. And discovery is learning about yourself, looking at the world slightly differently, making decisions, strategic decisions about what you need to do. Problems that were insoluble become relatively straightforward. And that intensity of the experience means that it lasts, it endures. So they're my four D's. I think they're very important. I'm not saying that all learning should be like this, but I am saying that some of your learning should be like this if you want to move forward by leaps and bounds. And that's why, you know, coming back from Antarctica, put together this Peak Leadership Program in the Peak District National Park, which is now going to go ahead in September, just to try and test out, is it possible to do what happened in Antarctica, not in Antarctica? Because not everyone is going to be able to get there. In fact, virtually nobody is going to be able to get there. But I think we can recreate, by analogy, some of the experiences there. So they're my four Ds, Martin.
Interesting. So you'll have to report back when you've done the Peak District experience. I've just got one question. So I presume this is just going to be delivered through a program, you know, a physical face-to-face type of thing. Yeah?
Well, this one is, but not necessarily. You know, I think that, for example, if I were in an organization, I'd be organizing maybe only small events or stretch assignments or something that would help people grow intensely during their career. So not a big event, but maybe just to take on a different kind of assignment, work with a different group of people, go to a different place, perhaps. It could be all done online, for example. It's still that sense of alienation and unfamiliarity. It doesn't need to be physical, although that obviously helps a little bit. So I just think it should be part of the work experience, yeah. And it isn't.
Really, I think that's a really great point. So actually, it's very achievable, isn't it? We're not talking about very expensive programs where people go off site for a week. They're actually, you can design these kind of 4D experiences in the daily routine and in the work.
That's exactly it.
Brilliant.
That's exactly it. Yep.
Great. Nigel, thank you for sharing those. That's been really interesting.
Always a pleasure, Martin. Thank you. From scratch.